Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I believe Brian Busby may be the only one at the Channel 9 studio right now.
I think so too.
We just turned on Channel 9. They have no fewer than 8 people at Arrowhead.
And all the
no
staff.
Fewer.
All the photogs, all the staff.
They're all out there, except Johnny, who's above.
Johnny's in the helicopter above Arrowhead Stadium.
Yep, that's
Look at
it.
The parking lot. It's already
it's packed.
I think the rest of the building here is gone.
Let go.
You're the only ones here.
We're the only ones here.
Did you ever get that ticket you wanted?
I would not going to talk about that right now. It's still early.
Good to know.
Awkward.
I did get a text from a buddy just now that says traffic is really heavy on 435 back to Bannister. Yes, I'm sure it is.
What did Lynn say to you when you asked for the ticket yesterday?
Good to know.
Good to know. That's right. I couldn't remember.
What I said was, if anyone would fall severely ill with tuberculosis or Ebola or hepatitis.
Or nondescript electric vehicle hitting them in the parking lot.
Fall in front of a bus.
While I'm not advocating for that, I would certainly do not want anyone to fall ill, that I would be more than happy.
But if they did.
To go to the game with a plus one. And the reply was.
Good to know.
Good to know. Haven't heard back since. Swing and a miss.
New phone. Who dis?
Yeah. A lot of red on Channel 9 tonight.
It's not going to rain, is it?
No. He said during
slight.
Yeah, slight chance. If I heard Busby's forecast correctly, he said very slim chance that it'll happen during the game.
We might have some rain somewhere, but it may not even get near Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I will be watching from the comfy confines of my living room tonight.
See, I don't know where. I don't know. I don't Western have my plan film. Yet. I yes, know I need a plan. I don't have a plan yet. I don't.
Well, yeah, because you were banking on getting tickets.
Right. I get really loud. And so the first game.
You're
I
not
get,
coming to my house.
You'll be able to hear her.
Come on.
We like it nice and quiet.
I know you do. How do you sit quietly during a game?
Because I'm analyzing and thinking about what they're going to do next.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, watching a Chiefs game with Dana is a glorious experience.
We're going with glorious.
Yes. Yes. I can think of many other descriptors.
I am very animated. Even if I don't know what's going on, I'm animated.
I can think of distracting, concerning.
No! I think the reactions
annoying.
Are annoying.
Did they just throw an audible?
Look at them throwing an audible. So excited.
You don't have plans for tonight?
I do. I just, I don't know specifically where we're going to watch. I don't know yet. We're figuring it out.
Why not just watch at home?
Because I'm really loud, and now I don't live in a space that's maybe conducive to being that loud.
Okay, so wait.
Right.
Let's go through the logic of this. You are too loud to watch it in the privacy of your own home.
Correct.
So you're going to take your watching public.
Correct. Because if you're
that doesn't make sense.
No, but if you're in a bar, like if you're at Johnny's watching it, everybody is screaming. Like, I love watching it at Johnny's.
Do you scream at every play?
Not every play.
Every other?
Every exciting play.
When you turn around and look and go, oh, what's happening? No.
No. That game was on 72 hours ago.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Oh, I remember.
They're playing the Bills?
It was my
Again?
Son. No, it
Again?
Was it was my son that walked in and he just goes, oh, mama. And I was yelling, and it was not the Chiefs. It was the Eagles.
It was the Chiefs versus the Eagles.
It was Jason Kelce, and I was just a screaming, and Jack walked in, and he looked at it, and he just goes, oh, mama. And I go, what? He grabbed the remote, and he changed it, but I still say that is a flaw with
NFL Channel?
The way they push you to content when you first open your smart TV. Because it said football today. Like it says there was a big football.
Well, it says NFL today.
Yeah, it said NFL today. Well, in what world does that not mean NFL today?
In the world where they already played the game.
Well, then it should be called NFL yesterday.
In that game, you could have bet the exact score and won.
That's what he was saying. He goes, I can tell you exactly what's about to happen here.
Wow.
But didn't you know, as an avid Chiefs fan, that they had already played the Eagles?
No, I don't feel like it was the Eagles versus the Chiefs. I think it was just the Eagles, and I was just screaming for Jason Kelce. You think he'll be at every game this way, by the way, now that he's retired?
No.
You don't?
No.
Not every game.
Yeah. He might go to some, but I mean.
Well, he works for the Eagles still. He's now a scout and
isn't he a broadcaster or something?
I don't think he's stepped into the broadcasting realm yet, but he's helping out with coaching.
Oh, he could he's in busy. A millisect. Are you kidding me?
He would be great.
Watch him analyze a phone book.
I think Travis Kelce would be a great TV analyst. I really do. Patrick Mahomes, not so much.
Travis would have to work on his cursing.
Patrick would have to work on his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well,
I'm not being mean. I'm just saying he has a very
unique
Kermit-like voice that I don't think works well in a broadcast booth.
Have you seen the meme where Patrick is reading to his two children? He's reading a bedtime story, and yes. the two little kids are all snuggled up on him in their PJs. And did you see this yesterday, Sam? It says, and then Uncle Trav didn't listen to the play, and I had to throw it behind my back.
Jason Kelce is working with the ESPN Monday Night crew now.
So he is in broadcasting.
I
thought I had read he got into the booth.
Are they going to allow him to analyze his brother's team?
Well, and how is he going to get to work with the Eagles? Because it was confirmed that he was hired by the Eagles again.
Well, but he could be a consultant. He doesn't have to be a coach.
Okay.
You know, I would bet he's not the offensive line coach. They've already got one, right. And that guy
That'd
helped
be
them.
A lot of work, too, right after retiring.
Well, and let's be honest. We all saw the 60 Minutes piece on him. He is physically destroyed. And so you want him to coach the offensive line when he's going to have to demonstrate to the guys how to do this or that? I mean, he can barely get out of bed. On 60 Minutes, he said he has to stretch for 30 minutes before he puts his first foot on the floor.
I know.
Same.
Well, none of us are getting any younger.
No, that's true.
Have you laid on one of those hard roll things for your back?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like the pillow kind. I mean like the one that is foam. Yeah, hard foam roller.
No, they work.
Oh!
They work.
I don't know if I like that or I feel like I need to call 911 after I do that.
Do you use it on your back or your legs?
No, my hamstrings. Back. Oh, is that what it's for?
Yes, it's for your legs.
Oh, God, I rolled that under my back, and I thought, God, that hurt.
You can use it on your buttocks and on your legs.
Do you have one?
There's one at the gym.
Okay, got it.
They're cheap, like $10
on Amazon. The memo that that was not for your back. I was like, oh.
You can use it for your back. Just be careful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't give her that advice. That's bad advice, Dan, and you know it.
Oh, we're talking about the foam roller? Yeah.
Yeah, the long cylinder thing?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's not good on your back.
I want to know on the text line, if you are stuck in traffic on 435, how long have you been sitting there?
Yes.
Because think about it, Scott. If I was leaving at 3 o'clock, you're going to think you have plenty of time for a 7 o'clock kickoff. Plenty of time. It's 4:15 and traffic is just stalled.
And we have rush hour.
And we have rush hour.
There it is right there. That's who I'm most concerned about is the people who are getting off work and live out in Lee's Summit or Blue Springs.
See you tomorrow.
I mean, what an awful time to get off work if you work
downtown.
Someone
just texted me, it's hell. 435 is hell.
913.
In fact, hell sounds cooler than where I am right now.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana Wright, Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Okay, we're going to do a little stuck in traffic trivia this afternoon, all Chiefs related. Is that right, Sam? It's all Chiefs related?
It is all Chiefs related.
Okay. So callers, by the way, 913-586-7798. Dana goes first with her answer, and then you tell us if she's right or wrong, and if she is wrong, give us the correct answer, if you can. Fanny in Independence. Fanny, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Sam, with the question. Go ahead.
Question number one brought to you by Fun Trivia. Thank you, Fun Trivia. Which linebacker was drafted by the Chiefs with the number 4 pick in the 1989 NFL draft?
Oh, God.
Derek Thomas.
Fanny is...
She's right.
Okay.
Am I really?
Oh, sorry.
That was just the first name that came to my mind.
I didn't understand.
I have no clue.
It is correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. What do I win?
My love and admiration.
And you had
And I love you back, Dana.
And Fanny, you had something on the foam roller?
Yes, I do.
What's that?
Remember, I've called in before. I'm the rehab therapist that used to do, like, running around. I just retired last week. So, yay me. So now I can... So we're actually just saved a snapping turtle. I kid you not. We're at the Lakeside Nature Center.
Aw.
And we're figuring out if we can keep it or we need to do that. Okay, foam roller. I wouldn't put it directly on your buttock because if you have sciatica, you're going to inflame that butt.
Okay.
And what you do is you put it on the attachment of the hamstring and the butt, you know, right there where, and then on the lower back, it's okay. If you're very sensitive, you know, the foam rollers are harder, but there are these, like, they're called Ma rollers, or like, I have one that's like vinyl. It's more rubber, but it's kind of the same shape as the foam roller. And you could either put it vertical, like on your spine, so then it opens up all those muscles around the spine, you know, open up your arms and then have the trapezius and the thoracic area and the sacral area.
Okay.
Or start it at your neck and just, like, scoot down and let it go all the way down to your... It feels great.
Okay.
Fanny, appreciate it.
Thank you.
We need some more contestants for Stuck in Traffic Chiefs Trivia with Dana Wright. 913-586-7798. Steve on line two. Hello, Steve.
Hello, hello.
Howdy.
Okay, Sam, fire when ready.
Who was the head coach of the Chiefs in 1963?
Who was the head coach of the Chiefs in 1963? I know this. It is Vince Lombardi.
Steve, is she correct?
No, she is not correct. That would be Hank Stram.
I believe Steve is correct.
That is correct, Steve.
Where are you on 435, and how fast are you going?
So I'm on 435 East. There was a dump truck on the far left shoulder that was just stopped with a tow truck. I was currently going a whopping 7 miles an hour. I am now up to a whopping 23.
Oh, wow.
Moving.
Steve, so, thank you for the traffic update.
Not a problem. Live and ongoing.
Okay, buddy. Lucy in Lee Summit, 586-7798. Hello, Lucy.
Hey, I want to play. You got a spot? You got a question?
Yeah, we're ready. Sam, the question, please.
When the team became the Kansas City Chiefs in 1963, they changed the logo on the helmet. What did they change it to?
An arrowhead.
Can you go further?
That says KC?
There you go. Oh, Scott.
Sam, you suck. Give me the questions.
Lucy, we'll try you again. Sorry.
Lucy, we're going to give you a second question, and Sam is not going to ruin it this time, okay?
Well, I think she's right. So
she is correct. That is right. Sam, please.
Derek Thomas once set an NFL record for most sacks in a game. How many times did he get to the quarterback?
How many sacks did Derek Thomas have in one game? He was number 58, and he sacked somebody 46 times.
Oh, my God. Lucy, is Dana correct that he sacked somebody, how many did you say?
46.
46 times.
No. Dana, I'm sorry.
He was very good.
He ain't that good.
That would be very good, but there's not that many plays, babe.
Okay, so what is your answer, Lucy?
I'm going to say three.
Three?
I'm going to say four.
Dan, would you like a shot?
Seven?
The answer is seven.
Oh! Wow. Daniel coming through with the win. You're not even stuck in traffic.
Wow.
But I am stuck here.
All right, let's play with just the three of us for a minute.
All right, lay it on me.
Which quarterback was the Super Bowl IV MVP?
Please. Clearly, that was Super Bowl IV.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The MVP.
That's the question.
Was a quarterback by the name of... It's where they wore the funny helmets back then?
No, not really.
Yeah. I'm going to go with...
It was early 70s.
Shh. Yeah. Shush. He played for the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
Interesting.
Did they have a team back then?
They did.
I'm just going to say it was a Miami Dolphins quarterback.
Would it be Bob Greasy?
Yes, I feel like it is.
Okay. This is Chiefs trivia. I'm going to go with Lenny Dawson.
You are correct.
Yeah.
We won twice?
That was the one.
The Chiefs were in Super Bowl... One and Super Bowl IV. They lost Super Bowl I to the Green Bay Packers.
I thought we had branched out away from the Chiefs, or I would have said Lynn Dawson. I want another
Chiefs
question.
Trivia. In 2006, the Chiefs hired a new head coach away from the Jets. What was his name?
Oh,
what year?
That's the guy that thought he was bugged. He thought he was being bugged at Arrowhead. Looked crazy, kind of like Quinn Snyder. Curly black hair. His name was Mark or Matt.
Mm-hmm. Just throw something out because you're already wrong.
Oh, it wasn't that guy?
No,
it was not Mark nor Matt.
Oh, okay. Then no, I know who this is. The guy, he's got a wine label. Oh my God. He's won a lot of Super Bowls. He's got glasses.
Oh, you mean
I love him. No, stop it. I know who this is.
Dick Vermeil?
Vermeil!
Yeah, it was Herm Edwards.
Scott is correct.
I want another question.
Okay.
Which Chiefs running back died in Louisiana?
Oh God.
Saving two of three children from a lake.
From a lake.
Oh God, Sam,
dang
really? God rest his soul. I want another question. That's too sad.
Last name starts with a D.
It does.
What was his name? I don't remember.
Joe Delaney.
Joe Delaney. That's right.
God rest his soul. I remember that story. We want another question.
Which 1995 Chiefs quarterback made the Pro Bowl?
Got it. 95. Mm-hmm. I'm just out of KU. I'm going to tell you right now, okay. Joe Namath. What's his name? Montana.
It was Steve Bono.
Scott is correct. Are you over?
Yes.
I would like a new question, please.
All right, here we go. Here we go. You ready? Yes. What were the Chiefs called before they were called the Chiefs?
I know that.
Do you?
I know this. It's not the Texans, but they were in Texas. They were the Texans. I'm pretty sure it was the Texans.
They were the Dallas Texans.
Ah, there you go.
We got time for one more because now she's one for.
We got time for a whole lot more if you're stuck in traffic.
How many times did the Chiefs make the playoffs in the 1970s?
Two.
I think she's right on that.
The answer is one.
Was it just the Super Bowl year?
Super Bowl year.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make it the following year?
Mm-mm.
Wow. All right, if you want to play Chiefs trivia as you're stuck in traffic.
Wait, Dana, do you want another lowball one?
Yes, it's stuck in traffic trivia. You have to be stuck in traffic to call in.
In 1972, the Chiefs built a stadium. What did they call it?
In 72, I wasn't even born.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Is it Arrowhead? Is it Arrowhead?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You gotta dig a little deeper.
I'm going to go find a different list. This list sucks.
Well, some of them are good. Like, how many times did they make the playoffs in the 70s?
Nobody knows that.
The Joe Delaney, I thought, was a really good question.
That's a good one.
How many sacks did Derek Thomas have
in
one
game?
I'm
not Frank Bull.
Well, I know.
Although, you know what? I bet you we could get Frank to call in.
How about the Chiefs have two primary colors, gold and...
Well, sometimes it's red and sometimes it's white.
Red.
I'm calling Frank.
We got to get a break.
Quick break here on Dana and Parks. We continue with Stuck in Traffic Chiefs Trivia. Sam, are you ready for the next question to Dana Wright?
I have another list in front of me brought to you by Trivia Creator. Which linebacker was the first Kansas City Chief to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame?
Jared Allen.
No.
He wasn't a linebacker.
I was just hoping one of the answers would be Jared
Allen. Oh, geez. What's his name?
Now, these do have multiple choice options if you guys want me to read off the multiple choice options.
Nope. I'm going to go with my gut.
Okay. I would like you to read off the multiple choice.
Your options are A, Derek Thomas.
No.
B, Jim Lynch.
No.
C, Willie Lanier.
No.
Or D, Bobby Bell.
There it is right there, Bobby Bell.
Danny, you ready for this one?
Yes.
Who founded the Chiefs?
Was I right?
You were right.
Okay.
Lamar Hunt.
In what year did the Chiefs start calling... Okay, never mind. This list also sucks.
Sam, I'm about to retire you as the host of this game.
Prior to 1972, when Chiefs were playing in Kansas City, what stadium did they play in?
I don't know what it was called back then. I wasn't even born!
Memorial Stadium.
Wrong.
Dang it.
Texan Stadium?
No, they were in Kansas City already.
Oh.
I don't know. Where... Boy, these are there's a difference between really easy, which is what you were doing before
and
the
everything
break,
in 1972,
and then really hard.
Municipal Stadium.
Ah, you at least had the letter right.
We have already mentioned the game where Derek Thomas got seven sacks, the most sacks in a game.
Seven.
Who were the Chiefs playing?
Oh, the Dallas Cowboys.
No, it would have been like a really crappy team at the time. Cleveland Browns.
You're both wrong.
Okay.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle Seahawks.
In what round was Priest Holmes drafted?
Oh, man, I want to say first.
I want to say fourth.
He was an undrafted free agent.
Is that
no way?
Hang on. Priest Holmes, Mr. You can do your laundry on my abs.
Undrafted.
He was signed to the Chiefs as a free agent in 2001.
You know who else was an undrafted free agent? Colton Steele, Warhorse.
Carson. What's his first name?
Fabio.
Carson Steele?
Yes. Mr. Steele.
If you're going to worship him, you need to get your God's name right.
There's a lot of first names that start with a C. Chad. Colton,
okay.
Christopher.
No.
Clayton.
Sam.
The Chiefs appeared in Super Bowl I. They did not win. Who beat them?
Green Bay.
That's correct.
That is correct.
I thought I knew that.
Who was the coach?
Vince Lombardi.
That is correct.
In what year did Kansas City hire Andy Reid as their head coach?
Oh, man, because we went through a string of them before Coach Reid. I'm going to go 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 2015.
I'm going to say 2016.
Wrong.
14?
2013.
Oh.
Has it been 11 years?
It has.
Why can't I remember the name of the guy that thought his office was bugged?
That's Todd Haley.
Thank you. God, I could not remember that.
The number 63 has been retired from the Kansas City Chiefs. Who wore it?
63 would be...
Remember, we have multiple choice if you'd like it.
Oh, man, that's a high number. That's got to be like a... Derek Thomas was 58. That's got to be like a...
It's either Bobby Bell or Lanier.
Bell.
Lanier.
Ah! Can you pick any number now, and it doesn't have to be within a certain time?
No, you cannot. Frame? That's a great question. No, you cannot. If you are a wide receiver, it's the 80s or 1 through 19, I think. If you're a quarterback, it can go to 20, Vinny Testaverde, or not Vinny Testaverde, what's his face?
But mostly it's under 20, right?
Right. If you're a lineman, for example, an offensive lineman, you have to be between 50 and 79. And usually the center is 50 to 59, guards are 60 to 69, tackles are 70 to 79, but it doesn't have to be that way. If you're a defensive lineman, you're normally in the 90s. If you're a linebacker, you're normally in the 50s. And if you're a running back or a fullback, you're between 20 and 49.
2 years ago, the Chiefs won the first of back-to-back Super Bowl championships.
Miami.
Who did they play?
It was in Miami, and we played San Francisco. I was there.
That's not correct.
No,
yes,
they beat San Francisco for their first of the most recent three.
It was in Miami. I was there, and the woman from San Francisco hugged me. I remember it.
They beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, they did. What was the score?
Was it 31-28?
It was a three-point spread.
You mean to get to the Super Bowl or when we were in the Super Bowl?
No, this was the final score of the Super Bowl, LVII, in February of 2023, which was indeed in Miami. But no, we did not play the 49ers.
Oh,
we played the Eagles.
Oh, my gosh.
The final score was 38-35.
I was there, and I don't even remember.
You probably don't even remember being there.
Oh, I do.
All right, a couple more, and then we'll get to some other stuff here in a minute.
Which Chiefs quarterback holds the team record for the most passing yards in a single game?
So I'm going to go Mahomes. It has to be Mahomes.
I'm going to go with Joe Montana.
I knew you were going to say Montana.
You both are wrong. It was on November 5th of 2000.
Okay, so that would have been 2000.
This quarterback completed 39 of 53 passes for a total of 504 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Was that Elvis Gerbach?
Yes, it was.
No way. What's he doing these days?
Nothing. Right? Wondering how he flamed out.
Which Chiefs player was the top high school baseball hitter in their state during their senior year in high school?
Bo Jackson.
Patrick Mahomes.
Travis Kelce.
No way!
I didn't say the state. The state was in the question, but it would have made it very obvious. Mm-hmm. It's state of Ohio.
All right, couple more.
What is Andy Reid's nickname?
Big Red.
That one was too easy.
Coach Reid?
No, Big Red's right.
Which Chief player holds the NFL record for career receiving yards as a tight end?
Well, there's only two that it could be.
Correct.
Travis Kelce.
I'm going to go with Tony Gonzalez at the moment.
Oh, he's so cute.
Tony Gonzalez, 15,127 yards.
Yeah. Well, Travis will beat him.
He is not far behind.
Yeah.
And the very last question, and right. It's kind of Chiefs related, and not at all, actually. Taylor Swift's song.
Boom! Lay it on me.
We are never, ever, 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 ever getting back together is about which of her ex-boyfriends.
Oh, I have no idea there's been so many.
It was one of the Jonas Brothers, I think.
It was not. Let me give you another hint. It has to do with a scarf, if I remember correctly.
The guy who was in Roadhouse, his name?
No, that is not Jake Gyllenhaal. All Too Well is made. No, it is not.
Thank you. Thank you. I know more about Taylor Swift than Dana Wright.
In the music video, she committed to revealing his inspiration for the single We Are Never, Ever, 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 Ever Getting Back Together by hiring a look-alike actor as her lover or love interest.
Someone just wrote, Carrie says, I am right. We beat San Francisco in Miami. I knew it.
We played the Eagles in Arizona.
I have a photograph of a woman in a San Francisco jersey, and she hugged me and said that was one of the greatest games I have ever seen in my life. And I want to say congratulations to you, and Patrick Mahomes is amazing.
Okay, very good.
So you were in Miami this year.
No, Vegas was last year.
It was the last Super Bowl was in Vegas.
San Francisco was 2 years ago.
Yeah, the year before it was in Arizona. You're confusing yourself.
I'm not.
Yes, I think you are. 913-586.
Can't we just go home and watch pregame?
7798 here on Dana and Parks. We have breaking news, Kansas City. We believe that Taylor Swift's plane has just landed at the downtown airport.
Oh, my gosh.
She is here. She is here.
Wouldn't it be nice to have three private jets, and when you land one of those private jets, they bring up three SUVs to pick you up?
But, Sam, she can't travel. You can't begrudge her that. She can't travel. What?
I don't.
You
wouldn't want to be
Mahomes on Southwest and that cattle call.
Well, no, I don't want her to fly coach. No.
I would not want to be
that famous.
No.
Period.
No. You can't go anywhere.
We're just so happy she's here. I love her so much.
But she has just landed at the downtown airport.
Welcome to Kansas City.
She is here. So Taylor, if you want to call, it's 586-7798. Speaking of famous women, Alex Morgan has announced she's retiring from soccer.
I saw that.
She is done.
She's expecting, correct?
That is correct. Announced in a video today that she is exiting professional soccer, not just the national team. And she wasn't even included on the Olympic roster this year. And so that probably had something to do with it. And she's also leaving the National Women's Soccer League. She's done. And did announce this morning in the video where she announced her retirement that she is expecting her second child. That is correct. I've never figured out how very famous artists' paintings end up in somebody's attic. Uh-huh. But a 17th century Rembrandt painting found in an attic in Maine fetched $1.4 million. Portrait of a Girl is what it's called. Went up for grabs during the Thomaston Place auction yesterday. Three phone bidders aggressively sought the work that ultimately ended in the hands of an unnamed European collector. Sorry, I said yesterday. It was on August 24th. It was a record sale for the New England auction house, which called it a once-in-a-lifetime discovery. It was found in the attic of somebody's home in Maine.
Mm-hmm. Can we go back to actor Michael Keaton wanting to change his name?
Yes, I have that here somewhere.
His name is Michael Keaton. He's been Michael Keaton for like a bajillion years. He's a famous actor. You can't just go in the middle, like if you're Nicole Kidman, wake up one day and be like, now I'm going to be Nicole Jenkins. You can't just do that. And I understand the SAG-AFTRA rules. There can only be one Michael Jordan. That's why there's a Michael B. Jordan.
Correct.
Under SAG-AFTRA, there's only one name. And there's only one Dana Wright, by the way, and I have it.
His real name is Michael Douglas.
That's taken by Michael Douglas.
That's why he's Michael Keaton.
He can't be Michael Douglas.
And he says he picked Keaton randomly.
That would be like Oprah being like, did you hear there's another woman who wants to be named Oprah? You can't go from Keaton to Douglas when there is a super famous Michael Douglas.
He wants to be known in future movies as Michael Keaton Douglas.
Hyphenated.
Why?
Because his real name is Michael Douglas. His stage name is Michael Keaton.
And incredibly popular people change their brand all the time. The Weeknd. We don't even know what his next brand's going to be.
Prince.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg tried to be Snoop Lion for a while. That didn't go well.
P. Diddy.
He's so good. Do you know how many movies Michael Keaton has been in? And by the way, I can't even think about it because it makes me so mad, but his portrayal of the small town doctor in Appalachia when the opioid epidemic hit America. It was one of the greatest.
What was that called?
Dope Sick.
Dope Sick. That's right.
One of the greatest performances of his life, for which he won the Emmy.
I still, when I think of Michael Keaton Douglas, I think of Mr. Mom and Batman.
Oh, absolutely. I thought he was an incredible Batman.
I thought he was the best Batman.
That was one with the Prince song in it, wasn't it?
Prince did the entire soundtrack.
Yeah.
That was 1989.
And Vicky Vale. Vicky Vale.
Dang it.
Oh, my gosh. What is her name? Baldwin.
No,
Basinger.
Basinger. Kim Boom. Basinger. Kim Basinger. Oh, man. That was the year I graduated high school.
I might have to go back and watch that, actually.
I had the biggest crush on Kim Basinger. I mean, I thought in 1989, when that movie came out, I thought she was the most beautiful woman in the world.
Absolutely stunning.
In the world.
Great point from the text line. How many names did John Cougar have?
He started out as Johnny Cougar,
yep.
Then went to John Cougar, then went to John Cougar Mellencamp, and now is John Mellencamp. That is correct. Four times he changed.
You know,
his
I'm
name.
Not going to sit here and throw stones. Just leave it at that.
You're changing names?
Yeah. You want to talk about somebody who's had a lot of names?
Did I tell you my kids got me a welcome mat with a D on it?
That's the only name that don't change. That last one.
Scott Carey said to him, "You sure you don't want to go with W?" And they go, "No, we're going to go with D." And Carey was like, "I don't know. I think like maybe you go with W." And Jack goes, "No, we're going to go with D."
There's only one name that don't change. It's that first one.
I'm going to be like Cher.
Quick break.
Or Oprah. Just call me Dana.
For the news with Dan Weinbaum, that comes your way in 2 minutes here on Dana. That's why we call it Dana in Parks. We can't call it Wright in Parks because it's always changing.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.